Dictation, 20th of February, patient Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth 8-6-1971. Leslie David was seen for an evaluation of possible thyroid nodule. Here, paragraph. She had been hospitalized in October 2022 with pneumonia and was found to have an incidental thyroid nodule during investigations while hospitalized. Per paragraph, currently there is no symptoms of thyroid hormone dysfunction, although there's been intermittent problems with swallowing for the past year, period. Paragraph, past medical history significant for type 2 diabetes, comma, DVT, and pneumonia, per paragraph. Family history notable for her grandmother having hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she works a food truck, comma, vapes, but does not drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, glucophage, 850 milligrams twice daily, and Ozempic injections, per paragraph. General review is notable for difficulty swallowing, possibly secondary reflux, comma, cough, and possible thyroid nodule, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 112 over 64, coming away 215 pounds, the BMI is 35, period of the pulse 70-minute period. Examination of her thyroid gland appears to be enlarged, comma, approximately 2.5 times normal size on the left and 1.5 times normal size on the right, period. There was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart's normal lymphs were clear. There was a submandibular lymph node palpable on the left, period. The peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Review of studies show a TSH 1.57, common normal, period. Repeat ultrasound of her thyroid gland reveals it to be enlarged, comma, right greater than left, with a 3.0 and a 1.6 centimeter nodules identified on the left, period. There was no nodules in the right lobe, period. There was also a 1.2 centimeter eccentric lymph node identified in the submandibular area on the left, period. Paragraph. Final aspiration biopsy of the thyroid nodules and the lymph node have shown inconclusive findings, period. Paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter, comma, probably benign based on non-diagnostic aspirations and a submandibular lymph node on the left, comma, also probably benign, per paragraph. At this point, I recommend no further investigation, but if her symptoms of dysphagia persist, comma, thyroidectomy would be the final recommendation, per paragraph. I've asked her to follow up with Dr. Singh in regards to the lymph node, and I will see her back for follow-up in 6 months. Good paragraph. Next patient. Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Vlad, V-L-A-D. Date of birth 2/15/2002. Paragraph. Claudia Vlad was seen for evaluation of galactorrhea. Good paragraph. She has had galactorrhea since for the past year. And this dates to her starting the oral contraceptive pill, and hormone patch prior to this, period. Paragraph. She denies headaches cause visual disturbance, but has had cataracts in the past period. A mammogram 2 months ago was thought to be normal. Paragraph. Past history significant for gastroparesis at the age of 15. Paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having ovarian cancer. Paragraph. Social history calling she is studying and plans to attend medical school or nursing. She does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph. Current medication is oral contraceptive pill with Estrella. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated apart from intermittent stomach pains. Although she states that her appetite is normal. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 110 over 62, comma. Weight 113 pounds, the BMI is 17, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid glands are large, there are no abnormal lymph nodes and masses, the palpus of the neck, but the heart and the nose are clear. And the peripheral examination is normal, paragraph. Repeat lab tests include prolactin level 11.29, comma, in the normal range, paragraph. Impression, galactorrhea, comma, not likely related to hyperprolactinemia, period. It may relate to, it may have a hormonal basis in view of changes in her contraceptive medications, paragraph. It is known that galactorrhea may occur with normal prolactin levels, comma, although this is uncommon, period, paragraph. I've asked her to discuss the current situation with her gynecologist, and a decision should be made in terms of long-term hormonal therapy for contraceptive purposes, period. It may be necessary to discontinue all medications and assess if there and then assess the response in terms of galactorrhea, period. Alternatively, comma, carbergoline might be used temporarily to assess a potential benefit, paragraph, dictation.